John Boy.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of Shelby's World. It is Wednesday, May 13th, 2020, and we are getting through May. What's happening, Queen? What's up? What's up?
Nothing much. Chilling, chilling, chilling. A new day. Excited.
A new day.
Yes. As always, I mean, yeah, we are getting through May. It's like moving.
We're swifting through May. Let me let you go and get your sponsorships out of the way.
All right. Shelby's World is sponsored by Shelby's Bistro. Yes, y'all make sure y'all check out Shelby's Bistro on IG, and also sponsored by J2 Couture, and check J2 Couture out on IG as well, and make sure you go to Shelby's World on IG, which is @ Shelby's World Podcast. So thank you guys. Make sure you check out our sponsors, and we're also sponsored by up under the Freedom Train Network. And they are also on IG as well. Yes, Queen, it's Wednesday.
Yes, I love those.
It's Wednesday.
It's Wednesday.
You know, last week, everybody got some good feedback on the live video.
Yeah, they was loving
good
the live.
Good feedback.
What was the feedback you received?
Someone that was watching on the Facebook Live page, she was like, Candace, she said, this is my first time really tuning in. She was like, I love the show. She said, I love y'all, everything that y'all talked about, how y'all communicated with each other. You know, y'all talked about some serious stuff, but y'all also had us laughing. She was like, I think y'all should do more lives like that when y'all doing the show. She said, because I really enjoyed it. She said, and I'm gonna be looking forward to the next one. So she gave me a little pointers, and she was like, maybe y'all should start letting people know on Wednesday if y'all gonna do the on Monday if y'all gonna do the live to for them to tune in. I said, well, that's a good suggestion. We can try to see what we can do with that, but good feedback. A lot of viewers. We had over 100 and some viewers, that people that went back and played, watched it again. So it was over 100 and some views. So that was good. So hey, Shelby's World Podcast. Here we go.
Right. I think Joe really enjoyed the show too, because he uploaded our Facebook video to the YouTube channel. And normally when we do live for. Yeah, normally when we do recordings, I'll sit there and record it. But since we did the live and I knew that we could download it, I didn't even record us this past week. I just said we'll just use the recording from Facebook, because the Facebook live was really good. We had really good feedback. I think we get better feedback from the Facebook live than IG.
I think Facebook
live
is where we supposed to be.
I like us, you know, broadcasting on all networks, but I like the aspect of the feedback, because, you know, Facebook is going to comment and give you that extra vibe you're looking for, because they're actually going to watch and tune in. You know, they're gonna click in, click off like that. And either way, I love all the feedback and all the viewings we get either way.
Yeah, it was a good show last week. It was a real good show. I really enjoyed it, because I even went back and looked at it myself, and I don't usually do that. But it was good. I could honestly say it was good. It was good. So that's good. That's good to know, though.
Right. It was wonderful to be back in the studio, so it was wonderful to be back. We're going to get back in there next week. We just had some other personal things we had to do while we're actually recording our show today. So, you know, we always make it happen. We know we got other lives outside of our podcast, so as long as we continuously indulge in our podcast, give our listeners and our viewers what they need and what they're asking us for, we're going to continue to do it. So I'm enjoying it.
Yeah,
and it's worth
it. I'm enjoying it. And just one shout out. I can't think of the other baby name that did the cake, but shout out to the young entrepreneurs for lunch and the desserts today. Like,
I love it.
So you had food from Take a Bite, which is with Jada Lampkins, and then we had it.
Yes.
You had some of the desserts from Denaya's Sweet Treats by Denaya, and that's Denaya Overstreet. So two young black gifted little queens just out here doing their own little entrepreneurial thing. I'm enjoying watching them do it.
Yes, 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 yes. It was good. I'm happy to see young girls coming up and already, I'm going to go ahead, they already bossing up.
Already.
They already bossing up at this young age, what, 16?
Mm-hmm.
They already bossing up, which I think is a great age to actually start and, you know, get that name out there. I always tell young entrepreneurs that's kids, teenagers, that people will buy from them before they buy from adults.
Right.
So
that's
use
right.
that to your
so do
advantage.
It now.
Use,
that's right.
Yeah, do it now. So you can build up that following and people will start supporting you even more. So as they continue to do it, they're gonna see a big difference. Big difference, but I appreciate it. I appreciate it. I appreciate it. And I'm going to enjoy every bit of it. My daughter enjoyed hers, so I'm going to enjoy mine as well. So big up to those young queens. Big up to those young queens. So, Queen, what is the quote of the day?
So you sent me a really, really fascinating quote today, and I think that it was going to be more topic-worthy than quote-worthy. I think it's because it's something that we can actually discuss a little further. So I added that to our list of topics today. And so our quote today is, what I'm going to do first is our fact of the day, because I wanted to do our quote of the day as a follow-up to our fact of the day. And first and foremost, today heavyweight boxer Joe Louis was born in 1914. So May 13th, 1914, heavyweight boxer Joe Louis was born, so shout out to that fact of the day. And also, slavery was abolished in Brazil in 1888 on this day. And both of those facts of the day were brought to you by africa.upn.edu. So we'll have that Yes, on the write-up today. So, Queen, what you think about that? What you think about either one of those quotes, whichever one you're feeling? What's your thought on the quote of the day? I meant the fact of the day.
I don't know. Like, my mind just went blank just then. Oh, my God. Too much running through my mind. I have no idea because I literally went blank just then. Wow. That never happened to me.
Well, that's okay. You know, that's all right. Well, I was
that never happened to me.
That I was just thinking before I give my thought on it, I want you to hear the quote of the day too before you actually give your opinion more so of that, because that may help you give a little bit more of a have a little bit more of a response. So the quote of the day is, stop looking for happiness in the same place you lost it. So So in relation to our fact of the day, our culture tends to seek refuge in the arms of their oppressors. So I see a couple different things in the quote of the day. I can see that as a heart being broken and you constantly running back to somebody who constantly keeps hurting you. I see that in the quote. Yeah. And, you know, with the stop looking for happiness in the same place you lost it type of analogy. And I also, in my relation, what I took from it, because, you know, I always try to make a quote kind of significantly structured around the fact of the day as well, so they can kind of go hand in hand. And with that being said, to kind of give it a little bit of influence on the fact of the day, we as a people tend to stay consistently involved in things that hurt us. And whether they're things that have oppressed our spirits, have oppressed us financially, physically, emotionally, we tend to always go back to those things. So
mm-hmm.
that's my thought process on the quote of the fact. What do you see analogy wise with those
things? Yeah, and that can pertain for a lot of stuff from relationship mm-hmm. with your parent that has been absent to the mm-hmm. relationship that you actually in with that significant other to a relationship with a friend that keep hurting you
right.
over and over and over again, but you want to be this person's friend so bad, or you want to be with this person so bad, or you want that parent to accept you so bad, and they just like, child, please, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't even matter. Literally, you really don't even matter to them.
Right.
Because they keep shoving you off like, yeah, mm-hmm, whatever. But that's something. Yeah, and there's a lot of people going through that right now.
And I do say that tough times put us more in those situations too. Like if we're going through something, we tend to depend more on things that we're used to and things that have relevant nature to what surrounds us, and that could tend to be very very harmful to us because we don't think about the later effects of that. We don't
mm-hmm.
think about that. This plays a huge role in our lives. It truly does.
Mm-hmm.
So,
it does.
Yeah.
It does. It affects us. A lot of people, we don't realize how much stuff affects, especially from like childhood trauma, not having
mm-hmm.
that father there, not having that mother there. It really affects us the older we get. Some of us then dealt with it and then got over it, but some have it. And a lot of people have problems in their relationships, their friendships, on their jobs, just because of that childhood trauma that they never had a chance to actually deal with.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
That thing can get
right.
real deep. That's a topic in itself, though.
That's right.
That's a topic
yep.
in itself. Wow. Yeah, that's what I get from that, you know. It's a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot dealing with it. But you got to... Sometimes things are easily said than done.
That's right. Yeah.
Some things are easily said than done. And like, go sit down, you know, talk to somebody. Don't be scared of therapy. Don't be scared.
Well, you know, a lot of people are afraid of therapy because of what they've always encountered, what they've encountered along the way with either therapy or with things that have affected them with
mm-hmm.
therapy. Now, but other people, or they just, and the reason why I say that is because there's too many people now telling people it ain't nothing wrong with therapy. It's too many people speaking
yeah.
up about it. So if you're running
yeah.
from it, it's because you just officially just want to run from it. You know what I'm saying? That I mean, it ain't
yeah.
no reason to be running from therapy anymore. So it's just an underlying thing. We're just sometimes too caught up on what other people think about what we're doing.
Yeah, we do. We do.
Yeah.
Be yourself, people. Be yourself. Don't
be yourself.
Don't be embarrassed to say that you need you a little sit down on the couch. That might
because
be
it's way more.
Talk.
It's way more helpful than harmful.
Mm-hmm. It really is. It really, really is. I like that. Boy, those
yeah.
quotes and facts of the day every Wednesday be so good.
They be something else now. They truly be something else.
It really have you thinking.
Mm-hmm.
It really has you think, and that's what another viewer had said from last week, that they like the that you do the fact and the quote of the day and how it coincides with one another.
Yeah, because it gives you something, for one, it gives you something to think about, and then for the most part, it kind of takes your mind off of what you already been doing all day. I think a
yeah.
lot of us
especially
have
been at
so
work.
Much going on. Work wise, we at work all day. We having to think about and deal with that stuff. Now we're on the way home. we heading home, we got to cook dinner, we got to get stuff together for our families. Or if you don't have families, you might be taking care of people. If you don't have people, you're going to another job or anything mm-hmm. else that you may be doing. A positive affirmation or a positive quote will make your day so much more smoother.
Yeah.
No matter what part of the day you get. Mm-hmm.
Positivity.
No matter what part of the day you get into it, it's always helpful.
And
so I think we just got
to
be doing it.
That's good.
We ain't gonna stop doing that. We know the balance that we have to bring to what we do. You know, it's we're doing this, we're giving out information, and we're providing resources, and we're giving our structured opinions, but we're also offering peace and a peace of mind and
mm-hmm.
something to help feed your soul and something to guide you and things to kind of help you get your mind back on track financially and mentally. So got a lot going on over here. Full circle.
And you know what, to the listening audience, start your morning off with, if you don't pray in the morning, start or meditate or whatever you may do in the morning, probably start your day off with a nice, good affirmation.
Mm-hmm.
What you wake up to, it really sets the tone for your whole day.
Mm-hmm.
It sets the tone for you. So maybe y'all guys find y'all a good affirmation that, you know, speaks to your spirit, and place it up there on that mirror when you're in there brushing your teeth. You just reading that thing. I mean, and read it out loud. Read it out loud and look in that mirror at yourself and read that. This is something that I do every day. I quote affirmation that my roof project, the mentor that she gave me from the roof project, it's hanging up on my mirror. I have a couple of prayers up there. And I also have my business card up there as well. So when mm-hmm. I get up, I quote that affirmation. It's a positive affirmation. And, you know, most affirmations start off with I am. And I quote
right.
that thing, and then I look at that business card and I say, look, I am Candace LaQuinn Johnson, the owner of J2 Couture LLC. I am the best of all the things that I do, that the services that I provide. And I quote that every day. I see myself being this and this, and you just have to do that. And I can say that has been helping me. Helping me. My day has been positive. I'm more upbeat, more with a smile on my face when I see people. If I have to go out in the store for my patient, oh, hey, how are you doing? You know, I'm smiling, even though I got mm-hmm. this mask on, but you can see my eyes smiling at you. So, yeah, listen to the audience, try to get you a positive affirmation and just start reciting that thing every day to yourself in that mirror and watch how smooth and how your day go, because, you know, the laws of gravity, you know, you attract what you want to attract. You attract the way you feel. Like, if you feeling good, you're going to attract good people that's feeling good, too. If you feeling bad, well,
mm-hmm.
you're going to attract the people that's feeling all bad. And, oh, girl, I'm sick today. They just getting no, we ain't got time for that. We just ain't got time for that no more. At this age, I'll be 40 next year. At this age, I don't have time for that. I want to be upbeat, smiling. You know, we all have our days, but I still want to be upbeat, smiling majority of the time. We can deal with all that other stuff later on.
Mm-hmm. That's right, Queen.
Positive energy is always good. And that'll help your kids. Your kids see you upbeat, laughing, and smiling first thing in the morning. That make them look like, but what mom and dad got going on?
Day worth it. That the day is worth it.
Yeah.
It should be
yeah,
something that we walk into grasping
them.
It. Yep, you send the tone for you. You send the tone for them. It's like, cause, and I wake up happy every morning, regardless, because, and I'm an early bird. So by the time my kids get
mm-hmm.
up, I'm already moving. I already had my morning meditation. I done did my morning
okay.
exercises. This all before they even get out of their bed, especially since we've been working from home. So
mm-hmm.
when they see me, they don't have a reason to get up jolly, and upset when they don't have a reason to be upset when they awake. They get up and they see me, they'll be like, good morning, mommy. And I'm like, good morning, baby. Y'all slept all right? Yes, mommy, I slept fine. You got a smile on your face early. Yes, ma'am, every day. There's no reason not to. There's no reason not to. We have to be able to give our kids something to affirm as well.
Because they looking at us. One thing I do miss with the school not being in is that me and my son used to be in the car, and I have this 365-day devotion book, and I make him read it every morning we on our way to school.
Mm-hmm.
It's something positive. It has a scripture in there, and I have him read it as I'm driving, and then I might pray. After he finished reading it, I'll say a little prayer or have him to say a little prayer, and that's how I get him to start his day. Have a good day, son. Love you. See you after school. Or he got to the point now, he get out the car, Mom, love you. I'll see you after school. So it's like, okay.
Whatever y'all have that y'all do any day to affirm it, that's in y'all tone. So continue to do that, and I hope other people pick up on doing some of those things too, because it's important.
Mm-hmm.
It set a real good atmospheric vibe for you. So Queen, today we got a couple topics today. You said a good topic today. We're gonna talk about this Candace Owens woman. I don't want to reflect on her too much because I don't like her.
She kind of negative.
Yes, ma'am. And I don't give her too much of my time. But
yes.
You sent a very interesting topic, and I knew. She was going to speak out on this and give it some type of irrelevance or whatever. But I think the first two paragraphs made me stop reading it.
Reading it. I'm talking about what she put on. A little bit about Candace Owens. Candace Amber Owens. What is it? Candace Amber Owens. Because Owens is her maiden name. But she's married. She's married to a white guy.
That might explain
a lot the way she thinks. But she is Candace Amber Owens Farmer. She was born April 29th, 1989. She's 31 years old. She went to she's from Stamford, Connecticut. She was raised by her grandparents. And I actually read an article with her granddad, and he was stated in the article, he was like he really doesn't watch the news that much, but he was talking about, like, his granddaughter's tone and everything, and he was like, you know, she really wasn't raised the way that she acts now. He was like, we raised her, she was raised with a lot of different people, a lot of different cultures being where she was in Connecticut. And from what he was saying in the article, that it was mostly like upper middle class and beyond upper middle class where she lived at in Connecticut, because her grandfather is originally from North Carolina. He said a lot of people told him not to move there because of, you know, how rich it was, and you weren't really going to see any too many of people of color and stuff like that. But he was like, he really didn't know that his granddaughter and all the stuff that she had going on. He said he never known for her to be political at all. But he owned his own business. He had a dry cleaning business. And after her parents divorced when she was very young, that's when she went to go live with her grandparents. And that's who raised her. And he was just like, he was shocked to hear all of the stuff that she says. He was like, but he did say, he said, you know, people believe in what they want to believe in. He was like, I believed in Martin Luther King. He said, now, I followed Martin Luther King. He said, but it was some stuff that he said that I just didn't agree with. And it's some stuff that he said that brought me to tears. He said, so if that's who she believes in, and we're talking about Donald Trump, he was like, that's just who she believes in. But I remember the first time I ever heard about her, oh, I'm trying to think. What was I watching? It was something with Killer Mike, her T.I., and it was like two or three other people. And her and T.I. kind of got in a little confrontation during the whole, it was a panel of them. And I was just looking like, this girl here is, oh, my God, like, okay, if you're a Republican, we get it. Because, you know, you're not the only black person that's a Republican. But she is pro-Trump. I mean, like, pro-Trump. And I don't know.
Because looking at her, listening to her, it's, that goes back to the quote and the quote of the day and everything. And I also said to myself, she's not happy with who she actually is. She's not happy to be a black or African-American woman. She's really not happy with who she actually is, who she was born to be. She's not happy with herself. I think she really has a problem with her skin color. I truly believe that. Because she doesn't care about Black Lives Matter. Oh, some of the stuff she says is just like, really? Now, some of the stuff, I can understand what she's saying about the, you know, we need to stop, you know, black people need to stop depending on the government and all of this type of stuff. Some of that stuff I can agree with you on. Yeah, some of us do need to stop depending on the government, and we need to just get up off our behinds and do what we need to do to leave a legacy for our families and to not
But when you make comments and statements like that, you need to have your facts together by who getting more help from the government in general. The black population looks as if they're getting more help from the government because we're the minority population. But we're not getting the most help from the government. And also when a government, and I don't like to really talk about slavery as much anymore, because I know that we have to be coherent about a different thing. It ain't about where we're from, about what we've come from. It's about what we're trying to do to not go back to that and get some type of obliviation, because we're not in good terms as a people. We're not successfully bound. It's a lot of things that Candace Owens says that that make her seem like she may be ignorant to her race and things of that nature, but it's a lot of things she say that make a lot of sense. But I just don't dig her style and how she does it. Right, it's not because I have a problem with the harsh truth. It's because when you come down hard on oppressed people, and I'm talking about people who really don't feel like they oppressed, regardless of what they are going through, they feel like that what they're going through is because this is just the way it's supposed to be.
That part.
So with that mindset, they don't feel like they're oppressed. They don't even seek the knowledge of seeking why they're in the situation that they're in. Everybody's not going to make it. I say it all the time. But for the people who are fighting to get to that balance of understanding and let me just be perfectly clear, going to war is not a good thing for black people, because we are not we're not a compass of where we should be. We can't fight. A war is not a physical thing when it comes to the black struggle and us making it onto the next level. Our war is not physical. Our war is mental. Our war is financial. Our war is several other things beyond the physical aspect. We're supposed to be protecting ourselves as a people physically. But our war in America is not a physical war. And until we get out the mindset of always thinking that we have to bring race into every situation, we are going to always be at war with ourselves. Now, what she said about the Aubrey situation, about it not being a race situation, that's why I feel like she's lost in what's going on. We know that these things happen during election time, Candace. We know that this thing is going on when it's an election year. You don't have to try to bait us into to understand that these are election criteria. We know when people do certain things to take the speculation and the media off of the political realm and try to cover our eyes and make us shieldful so that they can get these votes. We know this, Candace Owens. This is nothing you have to keep saying. But that's when you keep beating a damn elephant that ain't going to goddamn hit it, feel that damn rat biting at his skin as that little tip, the damn little rat bites ain't doing nothing to the elephant.
Nothing at all. Nothing. The elephant belt. Can't even feel it.
You're wasting your time. So all I'm saying is she has specified points that she makes, but that we know that this situation is because of what it is. But where the situation of what makes people upset is that you don't feel the need to speak out on black on situations in, as this in a way as if you feel sorry or you have pity or you have any type of victimology, sympathy for the victim and the families. You have none of that when you speak, Candace Owens. You speak as a reputative person who just sounds as if, oh, even if she don't feel like he deserve it, you sound like you're saying he do.
Yeah.
So it's just the way that she handles her tongue. I think that, like I said, a lot of things that she say it isn't wrong, but it's just the way that she puts it out there. Her perspective is off a lot. She just, and it's because she's a privileged black girl, and black, you know, we don't. Everybody ain't going to dig what you got to say as a privileged black girl. I'm sorry. That bullshit ain't going to fly half the time. So if you ain't come from where you have for the people who listening to you come from, you need to go on and change, either change your job or change the people, your audience, point blank, period. So we don't have to give her too much time because I don't like her.
Mm-mm. We can move to the next subject.
Well, in reference to Ms. Owens, we were discussing the Ahmaud Arbery situation. And rest in peace to that young man. And condolences to the family, friends, loved ones, anyone affected by this tragedy, the community as a whole that was affected by this tragedy. And irregardless, I'm starting to realize that it doesn't matter what it is or what we're doing, we're always a threat. And it's not something I'm starting to realize. I just don't want to say it all the time. But we're a threat. We're going to always be viewed as a threat. We can have nothing in our hands. The color of our skin is a threat. So if you want to make things, if you want to say it's not a race thing, that's when I know you're living in an oblivious world, because the color of this man's skin is a threat. You think if he was a white man running down the street, I don't give a damn where he came from, out of a house, out of a store, out of a liquor store, out of a barnyard, out of a ditch. If he was white, it wouldn't have happened. So regardless of what anybody else wants to believe, we have to stop saying that just because he was black, just because he was black, we making this a race thing. No, it's not just because he was black, we making it a race thing. It's because he was black that it is a race thing.
Mm-hmm. That part, yeah.
They hate it. The hate is real. So rest in peace.
I mean, they hate
Queen,
us.
What you trying to
say
about
that? What I found so crazy, because I know what I'm not an avid jogger or whatever the word may be. But when I seen the clippings about, actually yesterday, about him going inside this the construction home, I had to say to myself, me and my husband have been in plenty of construction homes that people are building up, and we go in there and look around.
Yeah,
and
times.
What person does not do, especially if you're a person looking at a home, or you just want to be nosy?
But you know, when stuff like that happens, they're going to pull up your criminal history. They're going to pull up your criminal history to show that you don't have a criminal history. So that's the reason for them being able to justify you walking into that construction site. Because you got a criminal
history. Plenty of people do that. It don't matter what race you are. I know plenty of people.
Even on the video, though, he came out the construction site with nothing in his hand. So what was the reason for killing him?
Nothing in his hand at all. They was even talking about the clothes he had on, like what person that jogs have on khaki shorts. It's many people running. You can run in what you want to run in. You ain't got to have on running gear just to be out here running. If he had on khaki shorts and he wanted to run in khaki shorts, he run in khaki shorts. You don't know what even the material was of the khaki shorts that he was running. And khaki shorts, khaki is a color, not shorts. It's khaki is actually a color. Khaki is a color. So you don't know what material his shorts was for you to be saying, oh, what person running khaki shorts? I don't care what he run in. They didn't have no reason to do that young man the way they did him.
no reason at all. All that self-offense bull crap, man, going on with that mess.
I just think that could have been self-defense, and y'all chased him down.
Self-defense, y'all playing that.
That's premeditated, and to even a child. I had to.
They knew they was gonna get away.
Because, like, these conversations don't do nothing but get me angry, because it's just sad. It's like the more you think about it and the more you discuss it, it's just sad. And I'm at a point now where I don't want to keep discussing it. We need to start realizing that we have political power in this country. We have financial power in this country. And if we don't start putting our money to goddamn youth on things that we're supposed to be doing to build us up, we're never going to survive here.
At all.
Not as a people.
Not at all. That is
so
true.
It's real sad. It's just a sad thing.
Yeah, I feel bad for that young man's mother, his whole entire family. Because when I seen it, I was at one of my clients' house, and her son-in-law is, and this was a white family. Her son-in-law is a professor up on FAMU campus, and he hates Donald Trump. He hates Donald Trump. And when me and him was talking, he was like, Candace, he said, when I look at it, that could have been easily been one of my students. I said, that could have been anybody. I said, that could have been my brother, my dad. That could have been my 14-year-old son.
Any of us that's black, that's who it could have been.
Any of us that's black. And he was like, this is ridiculous. He said, this is ridiculous. He said, I don't understand my people, the hate that they have for somebody. He said, it's so much, Candace. But he was so angry, like his face just got red. He was just like, this got to stop. This is ridiculous. And I was like, but this is what we're dealing with. This is what we're dealing with every day, and to be honest, we ain't gonna never stop dealing with it. Because they're not gonna stop. They're not gonna stop. And man, look, every day that my child probably, it don't matter if my daughter or my son walk out the door, it might be a chance that they might not come home. It might be a chance that they may not come home.
That's what's scary.
The same thing with the what is the other case that's going on with the young lady and her boyfriend in the house, and the police came and barged in and shot up the young lady? I'm just hearing about that story today. I'm like, what?
I heard about it Monday.
Hell, I'm like really, really, like really? That could have been my household. That could have been anybody. But you come in there busting these people's house, and look, this man has a right to have his own gun. He didn't know who y'all was busting up in his house.
That's what he was supposed to do.
I would have fired off too. He supposed to protect his family, his household. He did the right thing. Oh, but now y'all want to say, somebody that used to stay there? Come on, man. Come on. I don't even want to hear that you was barging in because somebody used to stay there, because 9 times out of 10, y'all have access to pull up that address and see everyone that stayed there and who's present there at that time.
This girl told me, they don't care, though. They don't care. Cause this girl told me that she lived in the low-income, you know, apartment complex or whatever, and then somebody who lived in her apartment before had a warrant, but she been living there for a year. They kicked in her door looking for the other person.
Come on, man.
While her kids, everything, guns, rod, and all.
Come on.
And now, just think of all the things that could have been went wrong with them. all the things. Mm-hmm. He is enough, for one. She could have been in that spoken a joint.
Anything.
They could have been in there having sex. Could have been loud screaming from that. That could have caused the police to think there was something more going on because y'all just busting in. Anything could have happened because y'all went in there with a warrant for somebody who used to live there. And it no longer says, because when you do stuff like that, you go to the office. You let the office normally notify you of who live in these units. They tell mm-hmm. people that all the time. We see that y'all go to these offices to find out stuff all the time about who live where. Why? What would have prevented y'all from killing them? I just don't understand that. I said, just because it's a black home, you feel the need to just bust in and treat it with so much disrespect. But when you're dealing with a Caucasian home, y'all knock on the door, and it's a murderer in them.
Who is killing people more, who is killing their own race more than black people are killing their race, since they want to always say
right.
that we are black-on-black crimes, or where it's white-on-white crimes, too, and it's much higher
Asian
than black-on-black crime.
The energy level that they put into dragging us out down is ridiculous, but the energy level that we allow to go into it for the response of always running back to get something is even worse. We got to do better. The only way that's going to happen, like I said, is if we start actually showing that we're really willing to stand up in the paint for the people. We got to be resourceful. We got to have financial gain. And that ain't what's happening right now. So, anywho.
We can't be scared. That's just like those people standing up there, those white men standing up there with their guns on all of these different capitals talking about they want to go back to work and they don't want no stimulus check to pay for their haircuts and all of this. You couldn't have black or Latinos. And I'll even say the Asians, too. You couldn't have them up there, all of us up there standing with our guns saying what we not and what we ain't going to do and all of this without something actually happening.
Did you see the Hebrew Israelites in New York 2 weeks ago?
I didn't see that.
Maybe 3 weeks ago. It was out of New York. They had the whole street full. Police ride through, tell them to leave, and ain't nobody moved.
Come on.
Because you know the Jews run New York.
Come on. That part.
So that
I know they said it was
respect.
A lot of
them
was walking with the people over there where the young man got killed. That over there in Georgia, and they were saying that it was a lot of people over there walking, and some of the I don't know if they was Black Panther or what, but I seen a lot of them with their armor walking the streets.
Mm-hmm.
From one of the videos, somebody actually and I'm going to have to see could I actually have you to join the page, but somebody invited me to this page, this whole page that they didn't done. And I just, matter of fact, I know who it was. It was a apostle that I know. And she's from out of Georgia. And I was like, that Saturday morning, I got up and I'm like, what is life? It was like I was in the group. I was like, when I got into this group? And who invited me? But they were given all the information that what was going on over there in their city and talking about even the judge that had to, Williams, Amanda Williams, white lady. Corruption, found corruption with her. And they made her resign.
You know, that'd be going on, boy.
And she was one of the ones that was her and some other ones, one of the guys that they put on the case saying that those two men didn't need to be arrested, the son and the father. No, we don't need to arrest them. You don't need to do what? So it was, you know. But, yeah, she was her, and it was a couple of other ones that they found corruption and everything. So it's a lot.
It's a lot going on. Well, our next, we're going to move on. So Queen came sent a wonderful quote today about doing right by people. Queen, you got the quote in front of you?
Yes, let me get it, let me get it, let me get it, let me get it. Hold on real quick. Let me go, let me get it, let me get it.
Just go to the message you sent me. It was enough.
Okay, the quote that I post today on the Queen's Movement page, it was, do right by people, especially when you want people to do right by you.
Mm-hmm.
And I came up with this quote because it was a situation that happened with me and this young lady, and not even a situation, with my business. She purchased a unit from me. She was mm-hmm. from out of town. She purchased the unit from me, you know, and I make people. When you purchase a unit from me, I make you pay a deposit first, and then I make the unit. Once I'm done with the unit, you either come pick it up if you're here in town locally, or I ship it off to you. But if I ship it off to you, you usually have to go ahead and pay before I ship it off. But I ended up, you know, and just, you know, trusting people, I ended up shipping, going ahead and going and shipped the unit off and let her know, okay, the unit is shipped off. But I ended up, by mistake, cash on my Square account. I cashed her out before she paid the rest of the balance that she owed for the unit once I shipped
mm-hmm.
it. So, this was way in January, February 3rd to be exact. She did the first payment in January. February 3rd, I shipped it off, sent her a message saying that, you know, I made a mistake. You might not be able to pay the balance that's on the invoice, but you can cash out me, in which I had to go back. Since Square wouldn't let me go back and correct it, since I cashed the whole total out, I had to refund back so I could keep correct records for myself.
Right.
This young lady has not paid me the $100 that she owes me. And it was so funny because she hasn't wore a unit. Well, I didn't know if she was wearing the unit or not, but happened to that she was still following me on Facebook. Because, you know, I'm not going to delete you. I don't care if you ain't paid me my money. I want to see you wearing what I done. Because I know these hands are blessed. These hands are blessed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And happened to stroll through Facebook on Sunday night. And she's posted up with the unit. Oh, I mean, the unit looked good, too. Mm. And I want to go in the comments and be like, girl, I like that J2 Couture unit you got on, but I just hit the heart button because it is still my product.
Mm-hmm.
So, as soon as I hit that heart button, here goes an hour later, requiring about, do she still owe me?
What she thought?
You know you still. Did you get asking, did I get the money through PayPal? I never gave you my PayPal information. I gave you my Cash App information. I never gave you my PayPal information. But you know that you still owe me, and when you seen that I hit that heart button because you have on that unit that you purchased from me, that you partially purchased, I'm going to put it that way, partially purchased from me, really inside you felt guilty because you know that you have not finished paying me for that unit.
Mm-hmm.
So she's mm-hmm. been in my inbox the whole, for the last 3 days, saying she don't understand why I didn't get it. Could I send her a picture of my PayPal account with all the charges? I say, no, you still haven't paid me the balance. This is, I had to
Wait,
screenshot
she,
and actually.
Did she really ask you, could you send
yes,
her?
Yes, she did. So she was like, well, I don't understand why did the
the Square said refund. Okay, didn't I tell you on the message in February, on February 3rd, that I made the mistake of cashing you out? And it actually says it on the invoice, paid in another form of payment. You know you didn't pay me in person because you don't live in the same state as me. So she's going back. You know I'm not going to go back and forth with nobody. I'm very professional when it comes down to my business. But if you push me too far, I can be very, as they say, the whatever you want to call it, very hood, ghetto, black girl, whatever you want to call me. Bitch, whatever you may want to call me, but I'm not trying to be like that because I'm trying to keep my professionalism because I know where I'm trying to go with my business. But if you want to push me there, I will go there with you, but I had to sit back and say, nah, I'm going to still be polite. But do to others as you want them to do unto you. Do right by people because this
you
is
have
my
to.
Thing. You probably haven't paid me those $100, but guess what? I haven't missed a beat because the units have been selling. If you need that $100, and this was a person that said she's a millionaire. If you need that $100 so bad that you just all of a sudden got amnesia and you can't pay me, you can keep it. I don't even want it. I hope you enjoy the unit that I made for you. And may God bless you.
Okay.
Because guess
well,
what? You will lose more than you will gain just because you know that you owe me. So
well,
that's
I mean,
why I did that post.
Well, that was nice. That was a very nice way to remind people of those things. Because I think that people fail to realize that when you're a good person and a good Samaritan and a good person overall and your soul and your spirit is nice and good and it's covered, you they tend to forget that it may look like they're on top at that moment and winning at that moment when they're doing something to somebody, but things come back around. People tend to forget that.
It does.
And I have a few stories like that, but I choose not to really, even for one, I won't relish on it because it don't make me or break me. But I try to put those things behind me because, you know, at that moment, I try to put it behind me because what always happens is it comes back around and then I'm reminded of what happened. And then I'm like, damn, I feel sorry for them because I'm so forgiving. I'm a forgiving person. Of when, because I don't like to see people hurt, my own people. I don't like to see my people hurt. But I also don't mind letting you go through your lessons because I go through my lessons. I have to be taught things. I have to go through my pilgrimages of when I have fallen short on the things that I feel like I'm supposed to be above and beyond doing. So we just gotta be more benevolent to the things around us and realize that everybody that you're dealing with is just like you. Everybody human, everybody going through something. Give the same
true.
Respect that you're seeking.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So, you know, like I say, that happened way February 3rd, and we're what? 3 months. That was 3 months ago.
Yeah, that's been some time.
I ended up I ended up sending a second invoice just for that $100 balance. And you know, if anybody deals with Square will continue to send that invoice to that person that owes you
account
until it's actually paid. But I just after maybe a week or so, I just end up canceling, and I just chopped it up. I was like, you know what? I ain't even going to worry about it because I have been blessed, and that $100 then came to me probably 100 times over since then.
Right, right.
So, you know, if she decides to pay it, that's good. If she don't, she ain't paid it in 90-some days anyway, that's fine too because at the end of the day, I always say you will lose when you do me dirty. You will lose more than I will. I won't lose. I'm going to continue to win. But you have to do right by people, especially when you say you that you're a business owner yourself and you're an entrepreneur yourself. So, you know, it's okay. And I know it felt on her heart when she seen me hit that heart button.
That's what did it.
And you knew that you owed me. That's why you came in my inbox an hour later. Because you know that you owe me. And it's still bothering you that you do owe me, but you're trying to say that you don't understand what happened and why I didn't get the money, because you never sent it. You never sent it.
Well, that's that. And that sums up doing right by people when you want right done by you. That sums it up in a nutshell. And make sure that anytime you guys are out here operating and dealing with people or anything, but just know that something is bound to come back to you when you do good or when you do bad. So it don't matter. It's a catch-22 with it. So don't think just because you out here doing wrong that you're going to get good. No, you got to be doing good to get good. So we're going to leave that at that.
But we are.
Thank y'all for tuning in today, though. Queen, you got any final thoughts you want to give to the people before we shut down the show today?
As I say every week, stay positive. Do something good for somebody. Hey, let's get to this next level where we're trying to go. And make sure you do those. Make sure you find your good daily affirmation that you can recite every day to yourself. To just start put that good positive energy out there to start your day off. And trust and believe, you'll see a difference. You definitely will see a difference in your whole energy, the people that you attract to you, and especially if you're a business owner. Oh, my God. Stuff will start happening because you'll be trying to figure out, wow, like, I should have been doing this. Like, this is him. But just stay positive, stay safe, still practice social distance, still wear your mask when you're going into large areas, or even when you just step outside the door, you know. When I go walking, I'm still putting on my mask. I don't even care if it ain't that many people out there walking. I still got mine on because I do believe this thing is airborne. So, you know, just stay positive. Just stay positive and be you, believe in you. Hey, and let's go to the top. We all can help each other by getting there. Hey, y'all have a good one, and thank you all for listening to Shelby's World Podcast. All right,
Queen.
Yes,
she's so crazy. I love it. Y'all, again, thank y'all for tuning in. We appreciate y'all. We like y'all. We love y'all. And we just appreciate y'all because, for one thing about it, it's good to always be able to get feedback from what you're giving. So continue giving us that, y'all. Let us know how we're doing and what y'all want to hear and what y'all want to see, so we can continue our laid-back vibe and just be resourceful to the people. Enjoy the rest of y'all week. We love y'all. Take care. All right, Queen. Be easy,
all
woman.
Right. See ya.
See ya.
Bye.